art of work, the with, contemporary, is madness yet and. Madness no is there, art of work, a, is there where. Limits its to madness, drives endlessly work.
Oh my god, I'm so glad I don't have to deal with people like this anymore. I have anything to do with people like this anymore, and I said it really loudly. People started looking at me. And I was dressed really roughly, and all these women were wearing lots of makeup and talking pretentiously about art. Talking about
capitalism.
Talking pretentiously about
money. We go to work for about 40, 50 hours a week. They give us money at the end of the month. And
you're spending all your money on
art of work.
You know, they're willing to spend hundreds of thousands of pounds on
art of work.
In which case, you're running the risk of catching this bloody tropical disease.
But then the inverted physics of it all says that the bank takes money off you and invests it, but gives you 1% of the yield. Or 0.1% of the yield. But like, when they say we need a new currency, and
the
old people like, you know, are used to change.
Oh.
And
the
if, you know, if I, the first time I met him,
ages.
He did something that capitalism would never do.
Leprosy.
He gave me some collateral.
Disappeared.
He went to his friend's house.
From.
I waited outside,
Western.
And he gave me his wallet.
Whoa.
And his wallet was his bank card. Now, would your boss ever say to you,
motherfucker!
I'm here to help you.
Fuck you! With Vaseline! And a gun! You like me, I know you like me, I know you like me.
He's a good man, he's a good businessman, he knows about, he's helping the poor in the third world country. A lot of rubbish.
To come from a poverty area, and to go top. Because once you have got no money, no one's want to know you, no one's want to see you, because you look like an outcast. That's the way I think it is.
It's like, a friend gave me a present the other night. It was about 40 mils in a syringe. For the cocaine.
I have a better friend in Colombia.
Doesn't even need cutting up. It's a powder already, like, you know. Which makes me think that it's been like mixed with something, you see. Because if it's been made into powder, it could be anything white that's in there. You know what I mean? Any powder's white. But if it's like in a lump if it's in a lump and it crumbles, then like it could still have been mixed because it could be compressed together. But it's just, this is even more sketchy, like this. Stuff, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not going to die tonight. I'm having fun. Someone said you disgust me. I have no secrets! To hide. Profane! I'm not taking sleeping pills. We are in mourning.
I've stopped taking my medicine and my mind is feeling a bit strange.
Do you hear voices?
No, I don't know.
Society says that, well, you can't do that. Because it all goes back to the original statement that capitalism is in crisis. I mean, the recession has been going on for about 4 years now. And in a recession, they really do their best to save their own necks. You know, you remember, is it Black Friday or what it was, when they put the interest rates went up twice in one day? And he's a good puppet. He does as he's told. You know, during September 11th, Bush was up behind his desk and President Blair was running around everywhere saying, isn't it terrible, isn't it terrible, isn't it terrible? Well, you know, but the Taliban, the Palestinians, got together. They decided to have a bit of a pact because on the day of September 11th, a friend of mine in the Palestinian army told me 500 Jews had a new Jewish holiday that day. It started on September 11th. Superb. Because it wasn't people they were trying to hurt, it was capitalism.
Regálenos algo, señor, perdone. Amigo. Amigo, regálenos algo, señor, perdone. Amigo, cualquier cosita. Amigo. Amigo, regálenos algo, perdone. Amigo, cualquier cosita. Amigo, regálenos cualquier cosita. Amigo, regálenos cualquier cosita, papá. Amigo, para manjar y amigo.
Pero reitero, una muleta no hace por a nadie y se hace un gran beneficio porque es para una causa no.
No tengo mi hijo, estamos pelados hoy.
Los ancianos enfermos no tenemos ninguna protección social.
Y nos habla Dios de un cielo nuevo y una tierra nueva. Nos habla que esta tierra que vemos ahora no va a existir, ni el cielo.
En esta época de los colegios, siempre la situación económica merma ostensiblemente. Pero reitero, una moneda.
¿Qué, compañerito?
Una moneda.
Everyone knows my second birthday is September 11th, and like with the firework display. Everyone knows there's a rumour going around London that Paddington Green Police Station is the next September 11th. That's who I am. I'm a terrorist, you know. But later on, I'll talk about my favourite love, which is poetry and music. I've got a job interview coming up in Belfast. I contacted Sinn Féin. I told them I'm a mercenary with the French Foreign Legion. And they said, come when you want. Because I never fight for money. I fight for freedom. You know, I mean, sometimes you get paid money, but I never like taking the money. Because money is the biggest tool they've got. Money is the biggest invention they've got to make people weak, make people poor. But
I worked hard for 13 years of my life, right, yeah? For what? Yeah, for what? Not to be able to even get somewhere to live with AIDS. It's a laugh, isn't it? Yeah.
Protest for your right. Protest for your dignity.
And then what he can't control is his body. He can stand there all stern, he can laugh about it, he can joke about it. What he can't look is bowels, his internal organs that release all the tension. Because you know, when you've had a good crap, you feel really relaxed. I know I do, because you've got to let out all that waste. But you can't control his bowel, his colon, all pumping. And then when the feces are coming towards the exit point, he's sitting there thinking, I need the bathroom. And they say, can I go to the toilet? And you say, no. And you want to make sure this person will always be truthful to you. Because, it's all about truth and love. But, see, what you do, when you've showed him who's boss, when you showed him, just by talking, a normal conversation, that you think, well, hang on a sec. You know, you think, what's that smell? Oh, he needs the bathroom. So at this point, he's got water in his feces, it's diarrhea, it's too much fluid, his body's got too internally confused. No, we know best. But what's wrong with vomit? Everyone does it. And you always feel good afterwards, like having a good old belch. You feel good afterwards. But if you examine your vomit, maybe there's something you shouldn't be eating in your vomit. Now, do you know what? That's the fifth. It's like my mum. She used to microwave eggs, and she thought the eggs were rotten because they always exploded. I won't do it because it's a public place and to self-vomit. But you try it sometime. It's a real good buzz because you're loving your body. It's like you spent hours looking for the right pair of shoes. Sometimes it's good fun to go looking for the right food you shouldn't eat. Like if I eat too much salad, I get indigestion. I love it. It's good fun getting indigestion. It's good fun being sick. Because when you're sick, you're just taking something out of you and you've got time to look at it and enjoy it. If it's like a souffle, or if it's like some chicken in a nice sauce, it comes back up again. And we'll eat it. It's good for you. It's got your body has blessed it by putting its acids all around it. And don't be frightened of it. Oh no, I've had the wrong thing. I dodgy kebab. It was crap kebab. It was dirty. Oh yeah. And they go for some more.
And all you public out there, right? Yeah, you Joe, are paying taxes for who, for what? Yeah, and you lot are moaning. Don't moan. Do something. Say something, because I can't. I haven't got the right to vote. Yeah, right. I can't state what I need to say. I can't voice an opinion. I am not a person. I am nothing. Yeah, I don't exist in the government eyes. Yeah, yeah, because I don't exist as far as they're concerned. Yeah, do you know what I mean? So that's cool, isn't it? Yeah, I'm a British person, but I can't throw censors in. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Because I don't exist. Yeah, that's why there's no homelessness, because we don't exist. Yeah, we're not here. We're just a figment of all your imagination. Sort it out, say something, yeah, before it's too late.
But one can talk about capitalism all day, but what's really more important is you. You know, me and the people around.